see the tracks, jump the tracks, lay the tracks. So why is that important, and what does that mean about health? So in our lives, we develop these tracks or these ruts through repetitive behaviors. We recognize those repetitive behaviors and we jump out of those repetitive behaviors. There's the jump in the tracks part. And then once we've left an old behavior pattern, we build a new behavior pattern. This is the foundation of what it means to quote unquote be healthy, and how to get healthy, and how to change your life, right? This is a fundamental three-step framework that you can use. So let's unpack it a little bit. There's this idea in East Asian philosophy of karma, which one way of looking at it is that it's the ruts in our consciousness or the ruts in our world that are worn through repetitive action and repetitive behaviors. So if you eat nothing but Oreos and Twinkies, that at the same time every day, then you are going to develop some consequences of that, whatever those may be, right? Weight gain, diabetes, any other number of things. But also there's going to be a bunch of other secondary, tertiary results of that, like emotional disorder, or maybe that comes from an emotional disorder, right? Not being able to reorder or sort out your emotions. So we look at a behavior pattern like that and be like, okay, every day at the same time I do this thing, right? I come home and I have to work on like my homework, or I have to do some work from the office at home, or I have to clean my house, and you look around, you're like, oh, this is stupid, I don't want to do this, I can't do this. And then you sit down, you eat half a pack of Oreos. Or maybe it's not that, maybe it's something else for you, right? You eat a bunch of Oreos. And then maybe you get started and go about your world, but you realize that that's a thing that you don't want to continue doing because it's not helping you to get where you're going. So looking at that and appreciating that for what it is, removing that obstruction, what you're going to do is you're going to look at that, you're going to notice it, and it's easy to look at that and say, that is bad. I'm bad for doing that. It's not what we're going to do. It's not part of this process. Recognize the behavior and the track, right? Okay, I do this thing. This is my repetitive pattern. These are the ruts that I've worn into my world, right? Or like if you get up from the couch and then you automatically go to the fridge when you're bored and you eat something, right? It almost feels like you're in a rut. Like, and what do we say when we're stuck in our lives? Man, I really feel like I'm in a rut, right? It's so literal. So see the rut, see the repetitive behavior, and then the hardest and easiest next step to do is just don't do it. Just don't do the thing. Don't do the thing. You just see it. Oh, the urge comes up. I want to do it. Just don't do it. That's the way one of my mentors taught me to quit smoking, taught me to quit doing a bunch of things. I said, how did you quit drinking? How did you quit smoking? Like, he always talks about it. He had a rough run with that for a little while. And then he looked at me one time when I asked him, I said, well, how do you quit? Like, how do you quit doing stuff? He looks at me dead in the eyes and he goes, stop. I was like, whoa, like it was chilling to the bone. You just stop. That's it. So that was pretty cool. And then the third is lay new track. Simple as that. You have to practice. As they say, perfect practice makes perfect. So whatever that new thing is, you want to overemphasize and do it perfectly, right? You want to, if it's, I'm going to stop eating Oreos and I'm going to start eating a nice veggie-based snack or a whole foods-based snack. You don't have to just eat vegetables. You can eat other things too. But I'm going to eat a nice, healthy, hearty snack, a reasonable portion size at the same time every day so that I feel nourished to handle the things that I need to do in the afternoon, because I know that I just come home hungry after work every day, right? You go in, you have a nice healthy snack. You sit by yourself, maybe not necessarily on your phone watching TV. You chew enough times, you be present with the food, and you lay that track, and you do that for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? You, or, I mean, basically, you're gonna wind up doing it over and over and over and over again. And we'll wind up talking about another mindfulness exercise that we can do while eating. There's plenty of stuff that we can talk about, but one of those things is just practice that procedure perfectly over and over again, and you're laying new tracks. So when I used to study Kung Fu, I still study Kung Fu, but when I was studying Kung Fu, my teacher said to me, he said, these forms, they're tracks. They're laying new tracks. You're laying these tracks in your mind, right? In your consciousness, so that when you go into that unconscious space or subconscious, right? Your subconscious guiding you along these tracks that are quote unquote healthier, or to health, since health is such a vague word, we'll say along these tracks that are better suited to where you're trying to go, or better serving you, right? So if you are overweight and you have diabetes, maybe eating Oreos every day after you get home isn't the best track to go on. Maybe eating a bunch of snacks and then falling asleep on the couch at 9 o'clock isn't the best move, right? So we got to figure out a better track after we first recognize, right? See the thing, see the rut, interrupt the rut, right? Jump the tracks, jump the rut, and then put new tracks in place. So one last thing before we beat this horse to death. My partner, Dr. Godot, Jenny, she has, we were talking one day about this, and she says, we're talking about building new habits, and actually we were working on my scheduling, which was funny, because I'm kind of a little bit more of a, time and schedule doesn't matter, just kind of blow along with the breeze kind of creature, but it's not always conducive to building a business and showing up on time to people's appointments. So I need a certain amount of regularity in my life that I didn't have before, right? And they say the spleen loves regularity. Spleen correlates to intellect, so you have this connection of your intellect thriving under certain regimented, regulated conditions, right? That's a talk for another time as well, but so we're super emphasizing, hyper emphasizing this change in my schedule to create, you know, drastic change in my life and the way that I execute in the world. And she says, she starts telling me about connecting the bee. I'm like, what? She says, yeah, so to connect the bee, right, what you do is you ever learn cursive in school, right? So in English speaking schools, usually we learn this, you know, cursive, the script where the letters are all blended together in a nice fancy looking way. And she was taught that on the B, when she was learning how to write B's, lowercase b, right, you do the loop-de-L thing, but then it doubles back on itself. And there's this little, like, looks like this upward facing palm, like with a hand out offering something. So it's like the loop and then the hand out with this little swoopty loop. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google a picture of a lowercase b, right? Look it up online. But if you do know, then you know it's kind of a funny, weird thing to draw. So what her teacher used to make her do is when she was drawing that b, draw the L, and then as it doubles back towards itself, she would have him connect all the way, connecting that bit all the way to the body of the L. It's like, that's not really how you draw it. Like, that's not how you draw that correctly. And that's not the correct way to draw it, but it's overcorrecting and overemphasizing this new neuromuscular pattern, this new hand-eye coordination pattern, this new thought process. And you're creating a new rut in your conscious and in your subconscious, which is why people say, oh, you know, bad habits are so hard to break. Like, yeah, you ever try? Like, they're super hard to break. Honestly, the easiest, most straightforward way that I found to do it is this. You just stop. You look at it, you stop. It's the easiest way to go. And I find that in my life with the things that I've had to, needed to, wanted to stop doing, one of them was drinking beer. I used to love drinking lots and lots of beer. Had to stop doing that. Used to love eating lots and lots of ice cream. Had to stop doing that. And guess what? I don't really miss it. I thought I would at the time. I thought it was going to be hard at the time. But it was easy for me to make the decision to give up whatever that thing was, because the benefits so far outweighed what I was getting from it already. Like sitting on the couch, eating a bunch of ice cream, going to the bar, drinking a bunch of beer. All of that was creating more suffering than it was giving relief or joy. So to me, it was easy. The life that I could see on the other side of letting that thing go was so much better. I still love beer. I still love ice cream. But I just know that for me, I'm happy. I'm happier with less. And for me right now, less beer is basically no beer. And I'm, you know, these things change. We're constantly changing and redefining our relationship in the world with each other, with stuff, with the foods we eat, with the things we drink. It's just a part of living. So anyway, see the tracks, jump the tracks, lay new tracks. Plain and simple.